The ocean breeze fell across Cade's face as he stared back at the castle, waiting for Felicity to join him at the makeshift beach altar. He felt his brother's hand on his shoulder. "Don't worry, bro. She's coming." Cade turned to look at Anthony. It had been a rough year of intense physical therapy, but Anthony was walking and even running and passing a little. He still talked about playing football, but Cade doubted any team would touch him with his complicated neck status. "The best day," Cade sighed to himself, not doubting whether or not Felicity would walk down the aisle, but okay, he would admit he was a bit nervous. He loved this woman more than life itself, and if she bailed on him, he didn't think he'd ever recover. His brother winked at him. "This is what life's all about, bro. Putting it all on the line, throwing the Hail Mary, and praying someone will catch it. There's only one person I want to catch it." The football analogy annoyed him, which he knew Felicity would find funny since he used so many football analogies of his own. Soft, soothing music played, and Cade stared down at the crowd of people in the audience. Grateful he and Felicity had insisted on a small wedding on the beach, he stared out at his father, proudly perched in the front row. His grandmother sat next to him. It made him happy. She seemed like she was doing well. X and Ace and their women sat next to her. He'd attended their weddings over the past year and was insanely happy for them. X made a cheesy gunfire gesture at him and winked. Cade rolled his eyes and smiled. A couple of other players from his team were attending with their dates, too. James Knight, the owner of the Titans, was here with his wife. Mr. Da Vinci was in attendance as well, along with a couple of people Felicity had grown close to in therapy. After the surgery, Felicity had been through a year of ups and downs, but finally, her health had leveled off over the past 3 months, and she was doing amazing. Every day she got stronger and feistier. She was even feistier than before, something he never hesitated to tease her about. It had been a miracle to get that heart that day, a miracle he would never forget and would always be grateful for. Felicity appeared at the end of the red carpet, covering the 100 yards from the castle to the beach. Seeing her now reminded him of the first time he'd stepped into his music room at his home and had seen her sitting in white at the piano. This creature was mythical, beautiful. He would never have guessed a woman like her existed. A woman with incredible passion and more concern and love and grace than he ever could have thought possible. A woman who had taught him about grace. A woman who had been the catalyst to restore peace and love in his relationships with his brother and his father. A woman who was everything to him, who dished out tough love and demanded it as well. Her mother walked out in front of her and took a seat on the other side of the front row. Anticipation, excitement, and nerves hummed through him. Here he was again, sweating. No other woman could make him sweat. Overwhelmed with the love he had for this woman, he felt his eyes glisten. His brother nudged him. "Keep it together, Kincaid." He let out a light laugh and smiled, so grateful for so much more than just this day. So grateful for this moment, for this life. He was humbled by all that was given to him as he heard the music change to the wedding song.